Morning brought more changes. A message had arrived from the police station that all charges against the young people had been dropped. Harris noticed pale bear patches on the wall where the ugliest pottery decorations had hung, and passed one hotel employee hastily tacking up a framed picture of flowers over another. The young people, with the resilience of youth, were attacking a huge breakfast in the hotel dining room when Harris got there. They waved her over.
But wait till you hear. Ronnie and Rafa are going to elope.
Not exactly elope, but we are going to marry.
Ronnie swallowed an entire muffin in one mouthful and grinned at Harris.
Aunt Cecilia has decided to drop her suit against my parents. She says if you're going back in fleet and can put up with your aunt, the Admiral, she can put up with Mother.
And we're leaving this godforsaken hole. I suppose I have to go home.
Cecilia chose that moment to arrive at the table.
We're all going home, Harris. We have to straighten out the yacht's title.
It's yours. It always was, and it still is.
Because I'm thinking of selling it.
Sell it? Why?
Because I don't really like living on it. Yes, it's nice to be able to travel when and where I want, but most of the time I want to be on a planet, with horses. And to tell you the truth, Harris Sorano, I don't want to travel on that yacht with any other captain but you. And I don't want you any place but where you belong, in fleet.
Harris could think of nothing to say. The moment lengthened uncomfortably until George knocked over the sugar. They were days from Patchcock, well on their way to Rockhouse Major, when Harris thought of an adequate answer. She looked across Cecilia's study and saw her employer frowning over a hard copy of Equine Genetics Studies.
There's another way to travel freely, you know.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Seriously. You could use a smaller, faster hull than this. It wouldn't be as luxurious, but it would be too small to allow for many, even any, guests.
I couldn't get stuck with Ronnie. Although I have to admit that had good consequences as well as bad. And I realize I made some of Venezia's mistakes, letting myself be alienated from my family.
So it was more than dropping the lawsuit. Cecilia was going home with more than her body healed this time.
Yes, but rescuing one nephew is enough. Faster, less time in transit, so you wouldn't miss the amenities. If you learned to pilot it yourself.
What?
Would you rather ride or be driven? You're more than bright. You've gained enough time in your rejuvenation, as we now understand it, that the time taken to qualify for a civilian license would hardly dent what's left. I think you'd enjoy it. Your psychological profile certainly fits.
Harris watched as Cecilia's face ran its gamut from surprise to anticipation.
Your own ship under your own control. Of course, you'd need crew, a few, because it's not safe to do solo at the distances you travel. But a small crew, and you yourself in charge.
That would be the real lure. Cecilia's lack of political ambition sprang from no contempt for power itself.
How long would it take?
Depends if you go full-time or part. Brunn has all the current standards. She's planning to qualify, too. As you rejuvenants are discovering, there are no limits to learning new skills.
I can't seem to get used to it. The idea that we could keep living for centuries, forever.
Maybe you can't. Maybe there are limits. But you will certainly have time to learn to pilot your own craft if you want.
I'd like that. I really would. And you?
Me? I go back in fleet, of course. And while you've been very courteous in not asking, that includes my former crew. Petrus as well. We have an understanding.
Good. I'd hate to have you lose what you gained there. And your family?
My family. Well, my aunt the Admiral said we'd talk. I'll do what I have to.
It will be better than that.
Cecilia looked as if she wanted to say more, but Harris was in no mood to listen to auntly platitudes from someone who had taken her own family to court.
There's someone you should talk to.
Lord Thornbuckle opened the door, and Harris managed by the slightest margin to keep her jaw from hitting the floor. She had not expected to meet her aunt here. Lord Thornbuckle nodded at Admiral Serrano and went out, closing the door behind him.
Good to see you again, Harris.
Formality always worked. Harris fled into it as into a thicket.
Sir?
We're off duty, both of us. You can call me Aunt Vita, or an admiral, but not sir.
Yes, sir. Aunt Vita.
Vita took one of the big leather chairs and leaned back comfortably.
Better. You did a remarkable job in Xavier, as you well know.
Thank you.
And on Patchcock.
That wasn't really my doing, sir. Aunt. Lady Cecilia and the others.
Nonetheless, I'm very pleased with your performance. You have more than justified my confidence.
Thank you. You did put that keyhole into the database.
Of course. If you were smart enough to figure it out, you were smart enough to need it. I want to talk to you about the family.
Harris shifted uneasily in her chair. The old anger and confusion rose like a foul tide.
I don't. If they wanted to contact me, they could have easily enough. They haven't.
Harris, your parents made a mistake. They didn't come to your assistance instantly. I do not know their reasons. I have not asked. The only person who really needs to know is you.
I don't.
Perhaps not. If you can accept that they made the wrong decision without rancor, then you don't need to know. But if not you, then no one. You are still angry. You are still hurt. You should ask them.
It doesn't matter.
Harris had no intention of asking them. She didn't care what their reasons had been. The lump in her throat grew to choking size. She tried not to look at Vita's face or anything else.
If you're going to be terminally angry with anyone, be angry with me.
Why? You're the only one who ever contacted me, who ever bothered.
On my orders.
What?
On my orders, once you had resigned.
Vita gave Harris another long stare from those remarkable eyes.
You know, that surprised us all. Your resignation coming so fast.
Surely Admiral Sorkung told you.
Afterwards, yes. Not at the time of the board. I would not have expected that. I would have expected you to fight back.
By myself? With no one from the family coming to my aid? With Sorkung against me? You weren't there. No one was there for me.
Harris, you're still suffering, but you aren't yet seeing clearly. You did not ask any of us. Most of us didn't know until afterwards. I didn't. And you did not ask anyone directly for help, did you?
She had not. She had not thought she had to. She had expected them to come to her side without being asked.
No. I didn't.
No. And of course we taught you that, early on. That was our fault, perhaps. We wanted all you youngsters to be competent in your own right, not to lean on the family name. All, not just you, Harris.
But
you still think someone should have come. I think so myself. Your parents could have reacted faster. As I said, I don't know why they didn't.
If I had asked, would they have come?
I don't know that either. Until this mess, I had no reason to suspect them of being any less committed to you than you to them. Had you?
No. We hadn't seen much of each other for some years, what with assignments. But I thought everything was fine.
You're aware that Lord Thornbuckle has some antagonism to our family?
Yes. He mentioned it on Cerealis, and I never did find out more.
Did you ask?
No.
Ah. You know, Harris, someone who wants senior command should cultivate a lively curiosity. Technical competence, even tactical competence, isn't enough. Strategy depends on intelligence, and that depends on asking the right questions.
I felt uneasy. I didn't want to seem...
disloyal? You were angry, bitter, hurt, and yet you didn't want an outsider to think you were disloyal to the family?
I suppose.
You always were an idealist. It's one of the things I liked about you. Well, it's time you knew where all that came from. This gets complicated. Every family has its black sheep, or at least its less competent members. Serranos are no exception. One entire branch left the military, flunked out of the academy, one after another, and went into business. I suppose the best way to put it is that they conducted their business affairs with the same flair as the rest of us conduct wars.
I never knew that.
No. Like most families, we don't advertise our black sheep. Sometimes we can't even agree on who they are. But I suspect it's this branch which taught Lord Thornbuckle to distrust the name. At any rate, back to your parents.
It's still not right.
Now the famous tilt of the head.
Are you telling me you never made mistakes?
No. Of course I did, but...
No personal mistakes. Nothing that would look bad if everyone knew.
I have a lover. He was enlisted, one of my crew that was hunted by Lupescu. And when we found each other again, we...
Good for you. The burden of perfection ruins more people than you'd think. He's with the yacht.
Yes. Of course we haven't.
Of course. Harris, I'd hoped you'd learn to be human. How to forgive yourself for being human. Do you love him?
Yes, I do. But not...
It was going to sound crass, but she found herself unwilling to lie to this aunt. So much like Cecilia in some ways, so much like herself in others.
But not more than Fleet.
Ah, yes. A Serrano problem, not unique to you. When you talk to your parents again, perhaps you'll notice how little time they've had together in the past 50 years. One solution, it seems to me, is to encourage your friend to take a commission.
A commission?
She had said that to Petrus, but she hadn't thought it would really be possible.
Yes, you idiot. Did it not occur to you that there's a lot of goodwill to spread around after your defense of Xavier? Commissioning a civilian, even a civilian who used to be enlisted, will cause no difficulty. And I, for one, want to meet this paragon who overcame your resistance.
Her aunt had insisted that she must make the contact. Would they answer? And if they did, what would they say? She hoped to find that they were out-system somewhere, a safe distance. Instead, the directory listed them not only in-system, but on the base itself. Aunt Vida's meddling, no doubt. Harris left her message in both stacks and waited. Tried not to query her own stack every 5 minutes. Finally, she made herself go to lunch, then to the tailor's for a new set of uniforms. When she came back, her desk's telltale blinked. Someone had left messages. Her heart thundered. She could hear nothing past the pulse in her ears. A long breath. She touched the controls. And there it was, a formal request for a personal meeting. Her breath caught in her throat. She couldn't. She had to.
Harris.
Her mother and father stood side by side, formally, their faces as wary as hers must be. Harris couldn't bring herself to call them by name.
Come in.
Thank you for seeing us.
Her mother, as usual, was the spokesperson.
I talked to Aunt Vida.
A quick look passed between them, the kind of sidelong glance Harris remembered so well.
Harris, I won't try to explain.
She wanted to say something, but couldn't. The silence stretched until she felt that her bones were drawn out thin as wires.
I will. I'm not a born Serrano. I don't have to play this game.
Her mother was the bronze eldest of a bronze clan, the Signor Lucchese, whose roots went as far back in Fleet as any.
We heard it. We didn't believe it. We expected you to come and tell us what you wanted us to do.
So it's my fault?
No, it is not your fault. It was our fault for listening to the wrong advice and for not realizing that you would not come. And saying we're sorry doesn't change it. If you want to stay angry, you can.
That's true. What do you mean, wrong advice?
Admiral Sorkung. He called your father and said you were determined to work your own way out of it. That if you needed help, you'd call. We didn't know until afterwards that he'd turned.
And then you listened to Aunt Vida, who said, let me alone?
No. Then I tried to figure out some way of killing Sorkung without getting caught or hurting anyone else. I told him... Well, never mind what I told him. It's on both our records now. And I called in every family member I could find. Your Aunt Vida came up with a plan. I didn't like it, but she pointed out that I had made a royal mess already.
Harris could almost smile. She could imagine her Aunt Vida making them all squirm. She was glad.
Did she tell you about it?
She told me that she'd ordered everyone to avoid contact once I'd resigned my commission.
Did she tell you why?
No, but I guessed some of it. A Serrano she believed loyal, in a perfect position to strain blackmailers and enemy agents out of the stream.
Something like that. When you got Lupescu, she felt she'd proved her point. I didn't. I thought that should be the end of it. You'd earned it. But your Aunt Vida...
I wish.
Harris couldn't finish. She didn't know what she wished, except that none of this had happened.
I'm sorry. But I hope you'll forgive us in time. If not now.
If not now, when?
A family saying intended to spur reluctant youngsters to try the difficult, to achieve the impossible. Forgiveness was impossible, looked at one way. The pain was still pain, the loss was still loss. In another way, it had been too long already. She could tell that they had suffered too. She was not alone in that. Harris reached out for them.
I missed you. I missed you so much.